Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the positive points of month of Ramadan is when a mu'min asks something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his prayer or his dua is not going to be ignored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, there's a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says, لا تردد دعوة السائم. The prayer of a fasting person is not going to be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, this is not my word. This is a word of Prophet Muhammad. So when Prophet says, this is the value of a saim, and this is the value of a person who is fasting in the month of Ramadan, it shows the value of month of Ramadan and fasting in the month of Ramadan. There's another beautiful hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, da'watu saim yustajabu in the iftarihi. So why Imam Kazim is saying the fasting person's prayer is going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of iftar, because we have to fast from dawn to dusk. So at the sunset, when we are going to iftar, so it's better you, before you do iftar, while you are fasting, ask your prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way is asking your prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you pray first, so do your maghrib at least, and then in your last sajda, or maybe after salat, you can start asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me blessings, grant me this and that, whatever you need, whatever you want. According to great scholars, according to big maraji and great ulama, it's mentioned that the best prayer one can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aqibat bi khairi is called. Means you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are going to end up with something good. That means your life is not going to go ruin away. We don't know if you become a doctor is good for us, if you become a lawyer is good for us, if you become a scholar, we don't know that. What we want to become, we don't know what is the end for this becoming or for this happening. But we have to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking that, oh Allah, make me something which is going to take my life towards a happy ending. Then my end is going to be good. When I'm going to die, I am going to be on your side. I'm going to die as a mu'min. I'm going to die as a true Muslim. And that's a mu'min's goal. That's a mu'min's goal. So at the time of iftar, at the time of sunset, you better stand up, make some wudu, go do your, if you can do your both of your prayers, maghrib and isha, or otherwise at least do maghrib. And after maghrib, put your forehead in sajda, in prostration, and ask your best of du'as, your best of prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, the best prayer is aghbat bi khairi. Aghbat bi khairi means you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give me a good end. When I die, I am close to you. I am close to you. I'm so close to you. Moment is always behind taqarrub. Why? This is the intention of in all of our ibadat. When we do our prayers, we say qurbatan illah. When we fast, we say qurbatan illah. If you want to do some sacrifice for your children, like this, we just call aqiqa or walima, while you're sacrificing an animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say qurbatan illallah. So this is the main goal. Qurbat means going very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart, with your actions, and with your all intentions, with your all surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we get this blessing, we are safe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our qabr and barzakh, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.